Thousands of people turned out at vigils across the country last night to honour Melbourne woman Eurydice Dixon, who was murdered last week. The outpouring of grief stretched from inner-city Melbourne to country towns and the national capital, where politicians were among those to call for more action to combat violence against women. In Melbourne, Emily Burke reports.
Comforted by music and candles, thousands of people gathered at Princes Park to reflect on Eurydice Dixon's life and to stand united against violence.
We live quite locally and are around a similar age, and we feel like we'd like to be able to walk home safely and we shouldn't have to hide in our homes.
Shouldn't be the victims that have to change what they're doing or have to be so vigilant.
In Canberra, the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull stood alongside Bill Shorten at a candlelight vigil.
This young woman should have been able to walk across the park in her city as safely as she could walk across a room in her home.
Pia Chaviri was one of last night's organisers.
It's the everydayness of it. I mean, it was a young woman doing something very familiar, and I think, you know, something about the ordinariness of it is quite shocking to people. Violence, or the threat of violence, is a common occurrence in our society. So it is about trying to make sure that we don't forget.
The campaign for women's safety is ongoing. Liberal Senator Linda Reynolds.
We have a long way to go. And as the Prime Minister says quite regularly, and I think he's right, is that disrespect to women starts from a very early age. And we all see examples of that in the community. And not all disrespect leads to violence, but all violence starts with disrespect. And this just reminds us again, as a community, we've all got to stand up, we've got to stop looking past it, and every single one of us here in this room has a role to play to end this violence and have more respect for women.
Melbourne's Lord Mayor Sally Capp has told Channel 7 that security is being reviewed in Melbourne.
There's a crime prevention assessment starting immediately. It will take about 4 weeks to complete. It will be reviewing all safety measures in that area to make sure that either we've got everything we can possibly do there to ensure safety, but obviously in light of this random act of extreme violence, it's necessary for us to do this review, because where we can take further measures, we'll do that.
But she believes the city is safe.
Obviously, these crimes don't happen often, but when they do happen, we need to respond. And look, overall, I move around this city at all hours, and most of the time I feel safe.
That's Melbourne Lord Mayor Sally Capp. Emily Burke with that report.